see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show. This is a fantastic snowed in Thursday, December 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a text message this morning. Brett Gooding, Emmett County Commissioner, owner of Great North Firearms Training, doing CPL classes for you. If you want to schedule something, it can now be done indoors. So text me CPL, I'll send you his information. OMG, on the news today, they're studying Christmas songs' effect on the way we drive. Why not all the different types of music? All the different types of music and how it affects the way we drive. This is just another attack on Christians. Christmas music. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. One of the things that I've been following, studying, getting emails, reading the bills, reading everything that's going on in Lansing this week, and what will probably end up being the final days next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, of this lame duck session. My frustrations, I've been sharing it with you guys over the radio last couple days especially. Tuesday, 107 bills in the House, 68 in the Senate. Yesterday, 100 bills in the House, 50 in the Senate. The agenda hasn't come out yet for today. Unbelievable. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Lenny, in responding to Brett Gooding's text, the Christmas music study performed by a school linked to China. Well, speaking of China, did you hear or see yesterday news? Donald Trump has invited China's President Xi to come to his inaugural address on January 20th, 2025. First time a United States president has ever invited the communist dictator of China to come and attend his inaugural address. Now, this kind of puts President Xi in a little bit of a box. If he doesn't come, he's being disrespectful to Donald Trump, his administration, the American people. If he shows up, it shows that he supports Donald Trump, the MAGA movement, the American people, on the biggest stage a president has. More people see worldwide the inauguration, the inaugural speech given by an incoming president. Tactically, this was a brilliant move on Donald Trump's part. Man, I love this guy. Posted it on Truth Social. Let's see whether he comes or not. We'll get back to the lame duck in Lansing. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Thursday. Are you guys getting hammered with the snow like we are? We're over here in this winter storm watch. It runs until 4 p.m. today. Antrim, Kalkaska, and Charlevoix counties. looking outside roughly, I'm going to guess probably 8 inches, maybe 10. Unbelievable. Groundhog Day is back. As soon as I get off the microphone at noon, I have some phone calls and emails to do, and then outside, going to be throwing snow again. Just text me weather status where you're at. Give me how much snow on the ground and what city or area. Greatly appreciate that. Can't rely on the news weather reporting systems. They are tracking all kinds of fronts and winds and storms and drifting snow. So just text me your city. Text me how many inches. Watching Lansing, thank God today will be the last day of session, even though it may go into late into the morning hours, tomorrow morning, Friday, they are going to be heading home for the weekend. I'm sure many of them are probably going to go home and sleep. Well, gun industry under fire in bills that shot through the judiciary. This is the first batch of bills we want to take a look at. And it's kind of interesting. These House bills, all of the House bills are being pushed by, of course, the Democrats, all the Republicans voting against it. Here's what they're basically doing. The gun industry could be targeted in court for what the proponents, the Democrats, are calling irresponsible practices, quote unquote, irresponsible practices that create, quote, dangerous conditions, end quote, under a three-bill package that moved quickly out of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. All the Democrats on the committee voting yes to move House Bills 6183, 6184, 6185 to the full House, while Republican state representatives, Andrew Fink, of course, he ran and lost for Supreme Court, Pauline Wensel, Doug Wozniak of my old stomping grounds, Shelby Township, Macomb County, Pat Ottman from Six Lakes, and Gina Johnson, Lake Odessa, all Republicans voted no. The Democrat who sponsored House Bill 6184, Ranjiv Puri, Democrat of Canton, said the gun industry should not be held to a lesser standard than any other industry, particularly given the dangerous and deadly nature of their products, he said. Michigan, unfortunately, is no stranger to devastating shootings, from daily gun violence to unintentional shootings to mass shootings. The violence is widespread. And really, we're at a point right now that no one bill or idea can alleviate all of it. These bills will just help ensure that bad actors in the gun industry can be held accountable for their actions going forward and giving justice to future victims. But most importantly, this will incentivize firearm manufacturers and dealers to implement safety measures to ensure that the guns they sell are as safe as possible and that the firearms do not fall into the wrong hands and potentially be used to take innocent lives, end quote, said State Representative Puri. You see, his bill would prohibit a firearm industry member who is defined as someone who sells, manufactures, distributes, or imports firearm-related products, from creating or contributing to a public nuisance through the sale, manufacture, importing, or marketing of said related products. That's his bill. People who sell, manufactures, distributes, or imports. Do you know how broad a group that is? So Tom and Karen Curtis at Curtis Gunsmithing, they sell, distribute products. So potentially, they could be held liable and be violating these laws if these laws are passed and signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Manufacturers, all the gun makers, firearm makers here in the United States, or somebody who imports them from other countries. You have a foreign-made product. I don't even know what brands are made outside of the United States, but somebody imports them. They're going to be potentially at risk according to these bills. House Bill 6184. Well, I'm going to look that one up, and I'm going to dive deep into that one. I'll forward it to Tom and Karen Curtis. Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing? They need to know what these bills are and potentially what laws they could become. Meanwhile, another one of the bills, House Bill 6185, sponsored by Kelly Breen of Novi, also will hold federally licensed firearm dealers liable. This is the dealers, again, like Tom and Karen Curtis, liable for damages arising from someone misusing a firearm, even if the sale complies with state and federal laws. It would also create an opportunity to bring a civil action against those dealers. These bills aren't about the Second Amendment so much as consumer protection. Are you kidding me? How is, explain to me this, Kelly, how is Tom and Karen Curtis liable for any damages arising from someone misusing a firearm if they complied with all state and federal laws, background checks, all of it? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Finally, companion bill, HB 6183. Oh, here's our famous friend, Stephanie Young, state rep from Detroit. This particular bill deals with the Federal Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, the PLCAA. Has provided gun manufacturers, distributors, and dealers protections from civil liability not afforded to other industries, as it prohibits civil liability actions being brought against manufacturers, distributors, dealers, importers for firearms or ammunition from any damages. That act passed in 2005, been on the books for 19 years. Kelly Sampson, Senior Policy Counsel at Brady, testified in favor, saying the package corrects the unintended overreaching by ensuring that gun industry faces the same legal standards as we all do. These bills, she noted, do not create a strict liability standard, nor do they guarantee a favorable judgment. However, Responsible gun industry actors have nothing to fear from these laws. But the gun industry members who irresponsibly, negligently, or recklessly manufacture, sell, or market firearms should be held accountable. Well, Andrew Fink, who again ran for Supreme Court, questioned the need for the package of bills, considering the federal supremacy clause of the Constitution. Well, the Democrats, of course, pointed to other states, quoting that at least seven other states, now listen to this list of states, California, oh, that's a good state for us to copy, Hawaii, like 92% Democrat, Illinois, Chicago, right? Joe Biden's Delaware, New York, the crazy Democrat loons in New York, and Maryland. These seven states have all adopted similar legislation. So that means, of course, Michigan has to. The attorney said passage of these bill package would allow the public and the attorney general to be able to hold those accountable who sell, distribute, manufacture firearm-related products and hold them accountable. Meanwhile, a representative for the National Rifle Association said the bill completely undermines the PLCAA, which he said provides the same rules that apply to most other industries. For example, the NRA representative said the car industry is not held responsible for a vehicle owner's negligent behavior. Drunk driving, using the vehicle to harm somebody, to run them over. You don't get to sue the car manufacturer. You don't get to sue the dealership that sold the person the car. Why? Because the driver's illegal behavior breaks a very simple link. It's causation link to the act. The NRA representative went on to say, if these bills pass, this state would be placing its thumb on the scale of justice, potentially halting the firearm industry from functioning in the state of Michigan and stripping Michigan citizens from being able to avail themselves to products, goods, services that provide for their Second Amendment rights. This is unbelievable. Well, seven other liberal states did it, so we have to do it. This is a race to insanity, people, in this lame duck session. Bomb the Hour News Break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an Ohio state representative is planting his flag on, well, on flag planting. Representative Josh Williams, whose district includes Toledo and who is also a professor at Adrian College, introduced a bill Monday that would make it a felony to plant a flag at the center of Ohio Stadium, the home of Ohio State, at any point on a game day. The proposed bill is in response to the post-game altercation between Michigan Michigan and Ohio State players following the Wolverines' shocking 13-10 win over the Buckeyes on November 30th. During the Wolverines' celebration, a Michigan player attempted to plant the Block M flag at the center of Ohio Stadium, which triggered a melee among players and coaches. A heavy police presence helped separate the players using pepper spray. The Cherry Festival is announcing that